Welcome to the Glia podcast. We are now on episode 8. Let's get real, you guys. So this past week, I had my very first photo shoot for Glia Gal and for also a brand that I will be representing named Skylar Yu. Has really cute t-shirts with great sayings. And let's just say I was so excited for this photo shoot. It was my first photo shoot representing my own business and no one else's. So it was something I was looking forward to. And let's just say I had a rude awakening this last week. So I got the photos back, and what I did to myself this last week, I was just honestly blindsided by, because it was something that I didn't even know what I hadn't dealt with really, and it just surfaced. So I got the photos back and I was so hard on myself. I picked those photos to pieces. I literally was like, why that outfit? Why that lipstick? What about my hair? Why did I do that? The entire time that I was looking at these photos, I wished that I had looked different. I had showed up different. I couldn't accept them for what they were. And what was so disappointing about this, and so honestly just sad, is the t-shirt that I was representing in a lot of these photos said, "Yes, she can." And honestly, saying that out loud, like, makes me want to cry, because I'm showing up to these photo shoots to embrace this woman that I thought that I was, to show you guys that you can do the same. And I get these photos back and I'm being so disgustingly hard on myself. You guys, I cried over these photos for a week. I didn't share them with anybody. No one. I had my business coach, Amy, helping me through all of this, and I couldn't even send them to her until like almost, I don't know, 4 or 5 days later. And even then, I was crying as I was sending them to her because I was so disappointed in myself. Not even just how I felt like I looked in the photos, but just the fact that I'm here for you guys and I'm showing up as this strong, empowered woman, and I'm picking myself apart. And what that had me thinking is, why? Why am I doing this? And I know if I'm doing it, so many other people are doing it, especially women. And, you know, I grew up in a world of cheerleading, pageants, dance, that whole thing. And, you know, I loved it. However, it is a very, you know, picture perfect-esque world, in the sense of what you look like is a big thing in that world. It's like you're expected to put a smile on your face regardless of how you feel. It's, you know, it's kind of brutal. The way you look matters within those realms of cheerleading and pageants and dancing. And, you know, I actually think that needs to change. But we have just like this idea in our heads of what we're supposed to look like based on what media and social media and pop culture tell us that we're supposed to look like. And when we don't show up or look like that, we take a shot to the ego. And we've been taught to not love ourselves as we are. Like, how fucking sad is that, you guys? Like, I should not be crying over professional photos that have been professionally edited, professionally taken, and I still can't love myself and the way I look in them. Like, that's not okay. And yeah, that says a lot about me and how I feel on the inside. We've been taught that if we don't look like a Kardashian, we're not beautiful. We've been taught to put a smile on our face even when we're hurting and just to keep going. And you know what? I know that I'm going to be okay. But what breaks my heart more, even talking about this and going through this experience that I just went through, is I have the support. I have people lifting me up and cheering me on. So I know I'm going to be okay. But what about the girls and the women who maybe don't have that emotional support, who maybe are going through postpartum depression or going through other things that we don't know about, and they're 10 times harder on themselves than maybe I am. And they maybe don't have that support where they're going to feel like they can get out of this. You know, they might not feel like they can get out of it. It's heartbreaking to think that some people take their own lives because they don't love themselves. That is heartbreaking. So for me, I know I'm going to be okay. But I'm speaking on this topic because I know that there are other people out there who might not be okay. You know, I remember a few years ago, I was taking a yoga class, and it was at the end of the class, and I'm on my mat, and the gal said something along the lines of, "Now, tell your body that you love it. Say that you love yourself. I love you. I love you for being you. I love you for housing me. I love you for nourishing me. I love you for being you." She was telling us to say those things to ourselves, and I was saying them to myself, and I just started bawling on my yoga mat. And I started bawling because I had realized that I had never said that to myself in my life. I had never said the words, "I love you," to me, ever. That was the first time in my life that I had ever said that. And maybe that's crazy, I don't know. But when you think about it, we're not taught to love ourselves. And that needs to change. And that starts with you as an individual. You know, it's like, do you see a theme here with our current world circumstance? In order for us to show up and love others, we need to love ourselves first. I have a quote for you, and this is something that I hold close and deep into my heart. Here it goes. "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? We are born to make manifest and glory of God that is within us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same." How beautiful is that? I want you to remember that. Yes, you can start your own business despite all the odds being put against you. Yes, you can have the emotions and be unapologetic for them. And yes, you can be imperfectly imperfect and love yourself just as you are. You guys, this is a real thing. I know I'm not the only one, and this is something that we need to be real about. I know we all show up all perfect on Instagram, and we have these filters, and we have this idea of what we're supposed to look like, but we gotta wake up. You know, it's not fair that we're constantly at battle with ourselves because we don't feel good enough based on societal standards. That's just not gonna work anymore. And it starts with us. All right, you guys, thank you for continuing to tune in. I appreciate you more than you know. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and please share this with anyone who could resonate or this could help. I love every single one of you. I am sending you love and light and so much joy.